I've got a very special guest joining me on Radio Jackie this morning.
My name is Amanda Horton-Mastin and I'm the head of the Wimbledon Foundation.
Now, the Wimbledon Foundation has been awarded £290,000 in charitable funding. Can you give us an overview of the Wimbledon Foundation's mission, what it does, and how it's evolved over the years, first of all?
Well, the Wimbledon Foundation has been going now for just over 10 years, which is wonderful, and we are the official charity of the All England Tennis Club and the Wimbledon Championships. And our mission is to try and champion opportunity for all. So by using that collective strength of Wimbledon, we're looking to make a positive difference in people's lives. So we've been going for 10 years. We've spent a lot of money. We're a funder, so we give our money away as grants to multiple different organisations. And we operate both locally here in the boroughs of Merton and Wandsworth, but also nationally across the UK. And we have partnerships with WaterAid and the British Red Cross internationally as well. So we're fundamentally here trying to do really good work through brilliant people who understand the issues that they face and can do good stuff to help people around them improve their lives.
And what impact do you hope to achieve with this latest round of funding?
Well, we're hoping to reach multiple organisations in the boroughs of Merton and Wandsworth. So the Community Fund, as you rightly mentioned, is about £290,000 that will be going to small organisations in the boroughs of Merton and Wandsworth. And we're looking to support all sorts of different projects, whether it might be around supporting people to improve their mental and physical health and well-being, or provide access to learning, providing access to specialist support for people who might be particularly vulnerable. And also one thing we're doing that we've never done before, actually, we're supporting Wandsworth's Borough of Culture for 2025 by opening up our community fund grants to arts organisations. So that's something we've not done before. We're really excited about it and looking forward to seeing who might apply, what projects might come forward to receive some funding.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. What role do you see the arts playing in community engagement? How important is it?
It's very important for very many different people because we all respond to our, you know, whatever we're looking to change in our lives in different ways. For some people, they can help improve their mental health, for example, by going for a run or going to the gym or talking with friends. For some people, it might be through crafting or it might be through painting or engaging in some kind of activity. So I think arts, sports, there's such a myriad of different ways in which people can use methods to help improve their lives. So I think arts has an important role to play.
So I believe the Wimbledon Foundation has awarded 309 grants so far. Are you able to share any standout success stories from previous recipients?
There are so many. Honestly, it's really hard to pin them down. And, you know, it's that strange thing that everyone knows Wimbledon for the championships, which happens for this amazing two-week burst in the middle of the year. But the foundation is spending money and these organisations are doing their work all year round. And we've funded so many of them now that picking any out is always a challenge. But I will give you a couple of examples. So, for example, there's this fantastic project called Sparkle, which was set up by Emma Chisholm. And it basically, it's intergenerational. So it brings together older people with primary school children, and they get together and they do all sorts of things like crafting, reading, gardening, and they form these amazing friendships. And in fact, we were chatting to Emma a couple of weeks ago, and she just very sadly come from the funeral of one of her lovely ladies who'd been at Sparkle. And she had asked in her will to be buried with the friendship bracelet that she'd made with one of the children who she'd made friends with at this lovely project. So I think that gives you a sense of these are local people doing projects that are really, really important for people who live in the local community. They're very targeted and they're thoughtful and they're doing what's needed for the issues that people are facing in their daily lives. We're also funded and have funded for a long time another fantastic project called Carney's Community, which is supporting young people who've got really tough challenges in their lives. And it's helping those young people using boxing and mentoring. So they come in for the physical activity, But then they're given the chance to sit with someone and chat through their problems and talk about life and get help from an adult who gives them security and confidence and sort of understands them and gives them time. And we've seen some amazing people come through Carney's community, one of whom was this fabulous chap called Cyprian, who did the coin toss last year at the men's singles finals. And he was so inspiring. I mean, he's a lovely chap. And he was literally telling us that if it hadn't been for Carney's community, he would have probably ended up in prison. So you can't expect greater impact, probably, from a project that does something as important as that. So, yes, I think you can probably tell. I love the way that Wimbledon Foundation spends its money, but it's only because of the amazing work that's going on in our local communities.
And how important is funding for the foundation?
Well, we are a grant maker, so the funding for us means that we can help all these projects and organisations. So it's very important, and we're incredibly lucky to have such fantastic support from the All England Tennis Club and from the championships. So, you know, when people come to the championships and they buy a drink and they pay a deposit for a reusable cup, they're encouraged to put their reusable cup in a particular bin, and then the deposit gets donated to the foundation, which sounds like a small thing, but last year that actually raised over £120,000. The funding is very important to us, but it's important to us because of the change we can make by giving it out to fantastic organisations.
And the Community Fund has been running since 2014, I believe. How has the foundation and you seen it grow and develop over the past decade from the beginning to now?
Well, I think we've gone through various different phases. So when we first started out about 10 years ago, we were only distributing less than £1 million in funding. And this year alone, we'll be distributing over £2 million just to Merton and Wandsworth. So we've seen a huge growth in the funding that we give to the local community. And the projects that we funded through the Community Fund have obviously been... The situation is tough out there. And when we went through the pandemic, we saw all sorts of issues arising, where we saw a rise in the need for food distribution and food banks. So we were able to support during the pandemic with food. Since the pandemic, we've probably seen a big rise in homelessness as well. So the foundation is able, because we're a funder, to be responsive to the issues that are going on the ground. And the cost of living crisis has clearly impacted everyone. And I think it's probably fair to say what we're seeing through the Community Fund particularly is that the needs in the community of people have become more complex, which means that, you know, somebody who might have presented as homeless a few years ago might now present as homeless. They might have a problem with addiction. They might have a problem with mental health issues. So working and supporting people with more complex needs costs more money. And as a result of the cost of living crisis, general running costs have also gone up. So we're seeing a community that is under increasing stress, which is why it's so important for us to continue to fund projects as best we can, which is why the funding, going back to your earlier question, is really, really important, that we are continuing to be able to fund so many great organisations doing such difficult work in these very, very tricky times.
How does the foundation ensure that people of all ages and abilities benefit from this funding?
Well, we're very clear when we set our criteria that we're looking not just for different ages. So we work with young people, we work with older people, we work with multiple different communities. We're looking to support the most disadvantaged groups within our two boroughs through the Community Fund. So we encourage people to apply from those different communities. We've got great networks. We've been going for 10 years, so we know an awful lot of the organisations already. So we spread the word. And actually, in the last round that we did of the Community Fund, I think 70% of the organisations that received funding had never received funding from us before. So we are able, and we are trying to attract new and different organisations to apply to us for funding. Sadly, we can't satisfy the demand, but we're always open for people of all ages, all backgrounds. Everybody is welcome.
Now, I believe there was a recent afternoon tea event which brought together grant recipients. What were some key takeaways from their feedback, if they gave you any?
Well, do you know, one of the really interesting things about that was that they really got a lot out of being able to talk to other organisations who've been beneficiaries. So we sort of set it up as a bit of a speed dating afternoon, and we absolutely encouraged everyone to go around and chat to each other. And I think you probably know what it's like for yourself or myself. If I've got a problem, it really helps to talk about somebody who might be able to share their experience. So this was a whole bunch of about 40 organisations who are all working in the same sort of geographical area, tackling different things, excuse me, but, you know, able to share their learnings, their connections. We saw lots of people coming together and saying, oh, yes, well, let's swap our emails because I think we could collaborate on this. And there is nothing better for us than putting on an event like that and seeing this sort of spark of connectivity coming out of it as a result of people listening and talking to each other and learning from each other and spotting opportunities where they could help each other as well. So it was a really good session, and that was the feedback we got from people. They really enjoyed being there and they enjoyed meeting fellow grantees.
Southwest London Samaritans, Merton Centre for Independent Living and Power to Connect are just a few of the organisations benefiting from this year's funding. What drew the foundation to support these particular initiatives, can you tell us?
I think what they do is excellent work, and they have a great track record of doing excellent work. And we have quite a rigorous process of evaluating the applications when they arrive from organisations like those. So we will have gone through a process to ensure that the work they're doing fits with our criteria, that they're reaching the target audiences that we are looking to work with, and that the programme that they have asked us money for is solid and is achievable. So I think they come with a great track record and they're also doing really good work.
What are the biggest challenges facing the foundation in achieving its goals?
I think it goes back to the complexity of the issues that are being faced on the ground. So for us, it's about supporting those organisations who are best placed to make the biggest difference in people's lives. And the biggest challenge is that we can't fund everyone who's doing great work. So our challenge is to see if we can find more money so that we can help those organisations to do their good work.
And my final question, looking ahead, how do you see the Wimbledon Foundation's role in the local community evolving over, let's say, the next 5 years?
Well, hopefully we'll become absolutely embedded in the community as a partner to organisations who are trying to improve the lives of others. And people will see us as someone that they can genuinely talk to when they've got problems, and hopefully that our programmes will be able to be responsive to the issues that they're facing. There is one additional programme, actually, where we're hoping will grow and develop over the years, which is called Work at Wimbledon, where we work with some of the partners that operate in Merton and Wandsworth, and we provide a supported pathway to their clients or their communities to come and actually work at the championships at Wimbledon. So last year, I think we had 64 people who came from organisations like Merton Vision and Carneys, for example, and they came to Wimbledon and they worked at the championships alongside people who haven't had the same sort of tough background that they might have had. So the idea is that we're providing a supported journey. So if someone might need a support worker to come and work on site with us, to sit in a kiosk and provide information to the public who are coming to watch the tennis, we're able to give that person an experience of not only going through a whole interview process and perhaps getting their first ever job, their first ever piece of employment. It then gives them confidence that they can go on and continue to apply for jobs in other places and to realise that whilst they may come with obstacles in their lives, there shouldn't be any reason why they can't get a job in the future. So it's something that we're particularly proud of. It takes a lot of work and energy, both from our side, but also from the side of the organisation that's supporting them. But it feels like that's an area which we'd love to see grow in the future, because it's providing such an interesting avenue to help increase employability amongst people who face multiple obstacles in their lives.